Keon Coleman finished last season as a top 55 receiver on a per-game basis and second on the Bills in targets. And the market has him at pick 217, receiver 85. That looks like a buy. This episode is about the one March trade that turns the buy into a question. Buffalo went and got DJ Moore.
This season, 12 games, 38 catches on 59 targets for 404 yards and 4 touchdowns. 7.0 half PPR points a game, 54th among receivers per game, 61st in total. 17% of Buffalo's targets in his game, second on the team behind Khalil Shakir. A real role in a Josh Allen offense. The production is boom and bust by nature, a downfield profile, but the per game line comfortably beat where he is being drafted. The career is 2 consistent seasons, 7.5 a game as a rookie, 7 flat in year 2. Not elite, but not a fade. A young receiver holding a WR2-ish level while the offense figured out how to use him. He is entering his third season still on his rookie deal, young enough that a leap remains on the table if the targets were there to support one. That is the tension in this price. Shimon Funds.
The pattern beat is a precision case. His touchdown share of fantasy value, 0.23, clears our receiver fade line of 0.208, but the cohort's door is top 48 production, and he ranked 53rd by that measure. Over the line, outside the door, and we do not round players into a cohort to make a fade fire, so no regression fires against him, and the identity stat does the talking instead. 59 targets, 0.79 sticky, says the volume is who he is. The question is whether he keeps it.
Muffed! The situation is the trade that reshapes the room. Buffalo acquired DJ Moore from Chicago in March, Moore plus a fifth for a second, per the club, reuniting him with new head coach Joe Brady, who was Moore's coordinator in Carolina. That drops Coleman from a potential number one target to a number three or four competition. Sean McDermott was fired, Brady runs the offense now with Pete Carmichael coordinating. The room is Moore, slotman Shakir on a fresh extension, Joshua Palmer, Coleman and a rookie, with Dalton Kincaid at tight end. The front office publicly shut down trade interest in Coleman this spring, teams called, but the target tree just got a lot more crowded above him.
The price, receiver 85 at pick 217. The slot paid 4.6 a game, he produced 7.0. Our verdict, watch list. By last year's production, he is underpriced, a full tier of value on paper. But last year's production came as Buffalo's second target getter, and Buffalo just imported a proven number one to sit above him. The underprice is real, so is the target cap that erases it. The caveat is the fork. If Moore's arrival is overstated and Coleman holds a big play role in an Allen offense, 85 was a gift. And if Moore, Shakir, and Palmer squeeze him to fourth option snaps, the discount was the market seeing the depth chart clearly.
Watch the camp target pecking order once Moore is in the building, his September snap rate in 3 receiver sets, and whether the deep role survives the new arrival. The value is in the volume. Somebody has to leave him some. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.